Big night of harness racing tomorrow night at Menangle. Mick Guerin joins me now. How are you, Mick?
Sean, I'm really well, mate. I'm just about to jump on the plane and head across. I've had a few shows in New Zealand this week, and we're coming across for a big night on the racetrack, also a big night off the racetrack, because, of course, they have two preludes to the Miracle Mile, but once they are run, the directors get in the room. It's one of the more dramatic moments of Menangle for the year to decide who gets invited to the Miracle Mile. So there's two invites already for next Saturday's Million Dollar Race. The first two horses home in the preludes tomorrow, races 5 and 6, will be invited. And then they've got two spots next year. So those two spots could go to any horse who has contested a prelude or has contested the Chariots of Fire last week. So really interesting. It's not a case of the 1, 2, 3 home and each prelude gets that Miracle Mile invite. Some of the directors like that idea. Some of the directors like the thought of a glamour horse who may have performed well at a four-year-old level. That's the crucial part. Then once they've decided that, Sean, and a change from tradition, the barrier draw for the Miracle Mile will be done on track tomorrow night. So I think Tab would have a market open straight afterwards, Sean. So a lot at stake tomorrow because there's a lot of horses who deserve a place, but only six of them can get them. And running third in the prelude may not be enough to guarantee.
Doesn't guarantee. The first heat, the fifth, Tiger Tiara, is short, real short, and drawing the pole, the one, you'd think is just a good thing.
Look, in the past, I would have said no, Sean, because he's probably not a natural gate speed horse by Menangle standards, but it's not a particularly quick front line. And I do think he'll lead because I spoke to Shane Tritton, the co-trainer of Maxi Man during the week, and he indicated, look, we might duck to Tiger Tara's back. He's the horse most likely to cross him. They're looking to go to his back and get towed into that second spot and therefore into the Miracle Mile. Once you hear that, $1.45 on tap.com.au starts to actually look pretty juicy, Sean. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think he'll lead. I think he'll win. And I think he's the middle part of a very, very good five-horse multi-bet tomorrow night. I don't say that often. I know it sounds ridiculous. But I reckon punters can have a five multi, can run up through the autumn sun at the gallops. If you're that way, I reckon I've never seen a better multi bit at the trots in my life.
All right. Now, the second heat, race six there, this is going to be interesting. Major Dan back in form again?
Look, he is. He's galloped in two of his last four starts, but last week at Menangle, he behaved himself. And when he does that and he leads, he's a natural miler. But this is a good race. First of all, if he gallops, obviously he's out of play. Secondly, there's horses like Our Uncle Sam, you know, obviously the Purden Pier, a Spankham and Cruz Bromac. There's some really serious horses in here. And the defending champion, Myfield Marshall, he's the defending Miracle Mile champion and race record holder. Now, more importantly for him, the committee has to ask themselves, if he runs fourth and gets back in the field, do they still put him in the Miracle Mile ahead of the horse who runs third? So really deep heat, far deeper than the first heat. And look, Major Dan is the favourite, and yeah, he might lead and win, Sean, but to be honest, I think he's too short because there's three or four horses who could take advantage of any weakness or any manner issues he has tomorrow night.
Now, we've also got three heats of the New South Wales Derby as well, some nice horses in those.
Yeah, and that's where this multi-bet comes into play. Derby heats, I think the winners will come from the horses who lead and dominate. Not many horses will attack, Sean, because they're looking to run on the top four to get in the Derby. I think Centenario is a moral in the first heat. I think Muscle Factory and I'm Another Masterpiece also win their heats. Now, you're not shopping big odds. You're shopping around $1.20, $1.38, $1.40 type thing. But you put those three through Tiger Tara, all of a sudden you have four horses who should lead and should win, and it starts to add up very quickly. So I do think they're four legs of a really good multi. I can't see any potential for an upset in the heats of the New South Wales Derby.
Is there a good thing there tomorrow night?
Centenario will win race three. It's a two-horse race on paper. I think it's a one-horse race. I think he's the horse to beat in the Derby next week. And if you run those four together, Centenario, I'm Another Masterpiece, Muscle Factory and Tiger Tara, and then add in our Princess Tiffany, the champion New Zealand filly from last season, who's about $1.30 in a later New South Wales Oaks heat, Sean. As I said, it's only very small fish, but when you have five of them, you feel quite full afterwards. I think it's a nice little multi and a chance you can play through the gallopers tomorrow if you're that way inclined.
All right, the Oaks. Are the fillies stronger than the Colts and this year, or how do you rate them?
I I think the colts are stronger. I think there's more high-end speed and they've done more hard racing, but there are two very good fillies in the series. Princess Tiffany and Kualoa, Quinella, the Breeders' Crown, last year at Melton in August. I think they'll be the horses to beat in this final. They'll both start short tomorrow night. I think they'll both win. Looking to the connections of both horses, they're confident their horses are at their peak, and that being the case, they'll dominate the market. For the Oaks next week with a barrier draw is probably going to be dependent on who starts favourite. So Princess Tiffany, or our Princess Tiffany, and Kualoa, very different type of horses. One is small and speedy. The other one's a big truck of a horse in Kualoa. I think they'll dominate the Oaks markets.
All right, terrific. Well, great night of harness racing tomorrow night. It's going to be an absolute beauty.
It's going to be a great one, Sean, on track and off track. We'll try and keep people updated. And, of course, we'll talk to you guys on Sunday with Fred Hastings to see how that Miracle Mile barrier draw shook out and what it did to the market.
Right, good on you, Mick. Good to catch up.
Always a pleasure, Sean.